Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha. Today is Aloha Friday of all days, and I'm in Kailua, Oahu.
With it's Aloha Friday.
It is.
No work till Monday.
And I'm here with Joe Lopez, the awesome singer here, and he is a certified trade broker. So, Joe, what does that mean?
Certified trade broker is a designation given to you by the International Trade Brokers Association. And that is the group of trade brokers, my peers, have approved me and tested me as competent as a CTB in my field. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's like a bar association for attorneys.
Perfect.
Because you get tested by your peers. Know you're competent. You can do your job.
They want to make sure that you're good at what you do.
Yeah.
Joe, I'm sure you hear this a lot. What is the difference between barter and trade?
Okay. You know, that's a great question, Scott. Thanks for asking, because a lot of small businesses think they're doing barter and they're not. They're doing trade.
Okay.
And let's say I own a bar and I have a plumbing issue. And my best customer is Wayne. He's a plumber. And I say, hey, Wayne, why don't I trade you a bar tab and I'll give you some free drinks if you fix my plumbing issue. And Wayne says, okay, it'll be $1,000. And then he fixes the plumbing issue and everybody's happy. Everybody thinks they did a barter, but they really didn't, because Wayne was a customer already.
Okay.
Wayne would have paid cash for all those beers that you gave him to fix your plumbing. So what did you really do? You traded cash flow for plumbing, which is a trade, and it's a trade, but it's not a barter. Now, a barter in a barter situation is new business. You got to remember that. Barter is always new business, meaning that I do barter to get new business. When I approach a company and I say, hey, I want to do a trade with you, and I want to do a barter with you, and they say no, they're saying no to new business. They just are walking away from business that could have saved them lots of money. So kind of keep that in your head when we're talking about barter. Always means new business.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean that you're turning a customer into a trade client. It doesn't mean that I'm saving money because I got it on trade instead of cash. It kind of does mean that, but it means the most when it's brand new business.
How would you approach me? Let's say that I have something. Let's say I'm a plumber, right? And you have something you want. Mm-hmm. We've never met.
Yeah.
How would you approach me? How would you open up this conversation of saying, hey, I have something, but I don't necessarily want to pay cash. I want to trade for you. How would you introduce that to me?
Okay. Well, it depends on how we got introduced, probably, if we're a referral or was a cold call. If it was a cold call, I'd call you up and say, hey, ring, 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 ring.
Yeah. Hey, this is Scott's Plumbing.
Hey, Scott's Plumbing. I don't really know who to talk to there. Maybe you can help me out. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I want to do a barter with your business. I have a client that wants some plumbing done, and I want to do a barter with your business. Who would I talk to there?
You would talk to me. It's Scott's Plumbing. Oh, and I'm Scott.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. And you know, I've got a trade exchange here in Hawaii, and we've got hundreds of businesses that trade goods and services. So, and they've asked me for a plumber, and I need some work done. So we have half the trade done, but it's not much of a trade if I don't have anything for you, right?
Sure.
So let's find out what you need. And what I'd like to do is meet with you and show you lists of our companies, because we've got things off the top of my head, like truck maintenance and mechanics and plumbing and accountants and advertisers and signage and payroll and all types of things. So, but instead of me trying to pick, what I'd like to meet with you and show you our companies and see what we have that you could use. So it'll take about 10, 15 minutes for me to sit down with you and find out. And if we have a trade, you know, let's do something. If we don't have a trade, trade. We'll shake hands and say, it was nice meeting you.
That's pretty cool.
Can I come by and see you?
Yeah, let's set it up.
Okay, great. So I just, we go out there and I show them, you know, lists of things that we have available. And if we can set up a trade, we can set up a trade.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Now, you had mentioned earlier when we talked about the bar situation that somebody can uncover revenue that they didn't have before. What do you mean by that? What's something you can uncover some revenue that they didn't have or they weren't going to have?
Well, remember, I was speaking about the bar business and that would be new business. Remember, if I'm running a bar and I've got the same 100 people that come in every night and I've got a sphere of 100 people and that's great, but then what do you do to get new customers? You do promotions, you do advertising, you do, you know, to fill up every night, right? So you're looking for new customers. So when you do trade, all of a sudden you're reaching out to all these other business owners that didn't know you existed or never came to you. And then they talk to their friends and family and they bring them in. And all of a sudden you're opening up to new business owners that want your services.
Okay.
So.
Now, in your book, you mentioned that, you know, doing trade allows you to save some cash. What do you mean by that? How does that help out?
Okay, well, let's stick with the same analogy, the plumber, okay, and the bar owner. Now, what's the choices for the bar owner if he needs a plumbing done? He pays cash, right?
Yeah.
And how do you save money if you're going to pay cash? You shop around, you get bids, right? And you should do that anyway, right? But what if he could pay for his plumbing with his cost of goods, which is which in a bar should be 20%, right? Your pouring cost, you're in a bar is 20%.
Okay.
So if I need $1,000 in plumbing and I barter for it for new business, not asking one of my customers to do it, but it's brand new business, meaning brand new business owners coming in and buying liquor with scrip or in a barter situation instead, and I buy that and I use that for the plumbing, what is my cost on that $1,000 in plumbing?
Your $20 of goods.
It was 20%, right? So it'd be $200 on the $1,000 instead of $1,000 out in cash. Because if a bar pays $1,000 out in cash, it costs them $1,000. If you barter, it costs you $200.
So a company could leverage that in slow times. A company could leverage that just about any time. They always have idle workers, idle services. There's plenty of things that they could do, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And then you throw that into your marketing campaign and extend those budgets. And you throw it into your daily things that you need, pest control, plumbing, accounting, you know, janitorial. You know, owning a bar is all types of things, you know, so you just roll it into your daily thing. And then you find a budget that fits you, that company, and you just do that much and it works well.
Where is the point of confusion for people when they hear about trade currency versus cash? What's the difference?
Well, a lot of people, the point of confusion when they hear trade currency versus cash, I get is when I call up, that plumber, let's say talk to that plumber and I call him up and I say, I want to do a trade with you. And he says, no, I just want to take cash. Like, well, okay, you can continue down that road and always take cash. But if you hang up on a deal, you're going to lose that deal. That's it. It's gone. You know, so, you know, a barter is a way of making something happen where there was no deal before. So there was nothing before. So that's the thing about trade currency versus cash. You know, it's not instead of cash, it's along with cash, you should be doing trade.
Okay.
But you don't, you know, with cash, you do as much as you possibly can. With trade, you do enough to accent the business and enough that you trade and make your business worthwhile.
How hard is it to find a trade exchange? Is it, you know, are they pretty much everywhere? Or is it you got to search and find them?
You know, in most major cities and areas, there's good trade exchanges. So what you do is find out and make sure that they're certified trade brokers and they're a reputable exchange, and talk to them, ask them you know, what kind of members you have, and find out what kinds of things they have on trade. And then the rule of thumb is try to stick to 2% of your gross at first, and then maybe you can raise it to 3 to 5% of your gross. So meaning that of your gross sales.
Sure.
So if your company's bringing in $100,000 a year, you know, you want to maybe do $2,000-$3,000 at first and make sure that it happens. Then you do $5,000, and then as long as everything's working, you do. So what I'm saying is, don't do $50,000 at once, because you're going to drown yourself. You know, you're not going to have enough spending appetite to spend it.
Yeah, you need the capital there.
Yeah.
Are there any illegal items in trades, or things that are forbidden, things that aren't recommended?
Mostly, you know, you want to stick to things that have a decent profit margin.
Yeah.
You don't want to trade, you know, if this microphone costs me $100 and I'm selling it for $105, that's a 5% profit margin, right?
Yeah.
5%. You don't want to trade it, because you have to spend $1,000 every time you buy that to get $1,005 in trade. That's a bad trade. So what you want to do is stick to things that have a decent profit margin. And most businesses are based on a 50 to 100% profit margin. So they're usually okay. That's the number one rule. The other one is you want to make sure that it's not against government policy. Like insurance should be a great thing to trade, but guess what? The insurance board doesn't allow it to happen. And it's pitiful, because insurance is a very, very profitable thing, and it should be able to be traded. But they say, no, you can't trade it. So you want to make sure you're not breaking any laws there. So there's certain things. Now, and as being an entrepreneur, you want to be sure, if you're running an Amway business or MLM business, you want to be very careful of how much trade you do and what you're spending to get trade dollars, and make sure you're in a profitable position and it's exiting your business. I've done trades with some multi-level companies, but some multi-level companies I just don't recommend, because they're only making 2-3%. But some, it works out good for some, because if they hit bonuses and if they do enough, they get more. So, and they're introducing to new people.
Sure.
So, because their costs aren't very high. So depending on, so just be careful of the business you're in. And a responsible trade broker should be able to analyze your business and tell you, yes, it's a good one, no, it's not. So you want to ask more than one trade broker.
Well, and that's part of your job too, is to help people through the process, correct?
Responsibly, yeah.
Okay. What are some of the tax benefits of being in a trade deal?
Well, let's go back to the difference between trade and barter. Okay, a barter deal in a barter trade exchange, the IRS says it's the same as cash. So when that bar takes in $1,000 in barter, they're going to get a 1099 at the end of the year. It says they've taken in $1,000 in barter. So the IRS says, oh, okay, you took $1,000 in barter. Then the IRS, of course, at the end of the year says, what did you do with it?
Yeah.
And he says, oh, I used it for plumbing. It's a write-off, right? So the other tax advantage is when you use it, that bar can actually donate it to a 501c3.
Really?
And take a write-off.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So I've had, I raised $40,000 in trade dollars for 501c3s before the end of the year this year. So my clients are happy because they got a tax deduction, and then the 501c3s happy because they got trade dollars to use for to increase their volume and to do things for their clients that they wouldn't have been able to afford before. So it's a great thing that you can use for tax planning for taxes.
Very cool.
So, and guess who donates the most trade dollars?
You.
Accountants.
Oh, okay.
CPAs.
Okay, that makes sense.
They know the law. And everybody else that I tell about it, they kind of look at it there like, that can't be true. Because if that bar catered an event for a church, and they said, okay, we're donating all the alcohol and we want to write it off, they'd say, no, you can't write that off. But the IRS says they're real dollars, and when you do them through a trade exchange, you can write them off. It's
very cool.
It's a dollar for dollar write off.
Good to know. What are some of the unexpected outcomes of being in a trade organization that most people don't think of?
Referral business.
Okay.
Okay. So what I like to say is if you have a good business, if you give good customer service, guess what? The referrals are going to come in naturally. And the referrals are paying in cash dollars, not trade dollars. So when I use that plumber, and I'm so happy because Wayne was the best plumber I ever had, and his price was decent, and he showed up, and yeah. and he did what he was supposed to. Guess what? When my mom needs a plumber, who do I tell about? Mom, you got to use Wayne, yeah. the plumber. And Wayne says, and Wayne gets paid cash from my mom because my mom isn't trade. My mom pays cash for her plumbing. So, and it goes that way, especially in Hawaii, it goes that way. All the Ohana uses, everybody talks. And who do you ask to do business with, you know, who, when you need something? You ask somebody in business because they know everybody, right? So that's the nice part about it. And all my clients get cash referrals from doing trade. And that's just icing on the cake.
It's another way to get introduction. It's a focus of marketing, per se.
Absolutely. It's okay. Like active, I call it almost active advertising, because you actually go out on a performance, an audition, and do your job. Now, that can work in reverse, too, because if you mess it up,
yeah.
guess what? They're going to tell people, too. They're going to say, hey, this guy sucks, and don't ever use him again. And those kind of people usually die out in the trade exchange pretty fast, and they end up going out of business usually because they're not doing what they're supposed to do. And you know, I've got plenty of stories like that, let me tell you.
So let's say that I have a plumbing company and I wanted to join a trade organization. What are the typical fees? Because there's got to be something involved for the organization.
Yeah, a trade exchange should charge you a nominal monthly fee, and then they should charge a transaction fee when you they do their job for you. When they do their job for you, they're making sales happen and they're making purchases happen. So when you make a buy or a sell, you get paid a fee. You pay a fee. So at the end of the month, you look at a statement and it says, these are all your buy and sells. This is your monthly fee. And this is how much cash you owe. And then you pay. So
So you ended up buying a home using exchange. How did that story go down? What did you do?
Yeah, it's funny. I was in business for about 5 years, and I was talking to one of my clients, and they were like, "Oh, Joe, yeah, we like your trade exchange. We get stuff, but we're kind of spending it on things that we don't really need." And I'm like, "Really?" And I said, "Yeah. Well, what would you consider something you really need?" And they said, "Oh, my mortgage." And I'm like, "Wow. Well, your mortgage is a debt you're paying to the bank, so that doesn't make much sense." And I said, "But I'll bet you that we can trade for buying a house." And they're like, throw their hands up in the air, like, "No, that'll never happen. There's no way."
Yeah, no house.
So I went out and did it, and I did it two or three times. And what I would just do is I went to the person selling this house that we're in right now, Scott, and I went to him and I said, "Hey, I want to buy your house, and I'm going to give you this much in cash dollars, and I'm also going to put this much in trade dollars down." And they looked at it and they said, "Yeah, why wouldn't I do that?" Because I showed them the list of things that they can get on trade, and they're like, "Oh, heck yeah, let's do it." And it's one of the easiest transactions I've done.
After you opened up and had that sort of idea, what other ideas did you have about trade that people could use after you figured, hey, I could get a house out of this, or a down payment on a house at least?
Gosh, you know, it goes on and on. There's things all the time that I get that my clients ask for and that I've never gotten before. Like one of my clients asked to get a radio station tower painted.
Okay.
On a radio station.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how specialized that is. And painting a radio station tower is pretty specialized, and it takes a while, and it's expensive.
Sure.
It was about $30,000. And we were able to set up a trade to do that. So there's just all types of things that you can get done that you know, surprise me all the time.
So pretty much anything that you want to have done that's business-wise, you could probably trade if there's somebody in the exchange.
Yeah. And guess what? If I can't find it, you go pay cash.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for 100% of your business to be done in trade, so you can't ask for 100% of your expenses on trade. So if I'm asking for 5% of your gross revenues and you have 90% going out of expenses, guess what? I'm probably going to be able to find 5% in that 90 someplace.
Sure.
So, and if I do, guess what? Instead of a 10% profit margin, you're going to be in a 13% profit margin.
And I'm sure for the people who don't understand how valuable it is to be in a trade exchange, they're walking away from money every year. They're stepping away. They're not looking at it and saying, hey, we have something that we could be using. Right. And it could be partial. It doesn't have to be 100% of the money, absolutely. But they're literally stepping away from dollars every year.
Oh, it's worse than that. Is that there? It would be like if I told you, Scott, guess what? You're going to do business today without a computer.
No.
I mean, it's a tool that you use in business that once you start doing it, you can't do business without it. I had a client that had a flight school. And it was, I went to him because I needed an airplane. I needed an airplane on trade, because you remember the days when they would fly the traffic report up and down?
Yeah.
They would fly up and down the freeways to tell you where the traffic was. I had a client that did that and his name was Tony Scott. And, I wanted his advertising because I had a client that wanted his advertising. He says, Joe, I don't spend anything. And I'm like, well, you got your plane. And he goes, yeah, you can do a trade for the plane. I'm like, I can sure work on it.
Yeah.
And, so I went to this flight school and I said, we need your plane from 5 a.m. to, 8 a.m. every day. And he goes, you're crazy, right, Joe? And I'm like, yeah, no, we'll pay gas on the plane, but I want to pay you trade dollars for the use of the plane. And he says, really? He goes, how does that work? And I told him how barter works. And he said, okay. He goes, and he looks at me, he says, Joe, this better work, otherwise I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
And he was an old drill sergeant. He was a character. And 6 months later, I go over to him and I say, so how are things going? He says, Joe, where were you 30 years ago when I started this business? He says, you've just given me a little cushion of things, of trade dollars that I can use, that I'm saving so much cash on stuff. He says, where were you 30 years ago when I was doing business? I would be way ahead of the game than I am now if I just had that little bit of trade coming in. And it worked out for him for years. We rented the plane for him for 5 years, and then actually he passed away. The business went to his wife, and she did it for a while too. And then eventually they started doing the traffic report with the cameras and stuff. So it was years and years that it happened, and it was a great trade. And, you know, an example, his planes were doing nothing. They were sitting there from 5 a.m. to 8.
Yeah.
And he actually got, a sponsorship, you know, planes supplied by Cardinal Mailing or Cardinal Flight School. And he wasn't doing it for that. He did it for the trade dollars, and he used the trade dollars for advertising for the flight school and printing and a whole bunch of other things. And it worked out fantastic. And what's nice about barter is the bulk of the advertising was bought by a jeweler here, and the jeweler used all this radio advertising to make his business just sky.
That's a very good example.
Yeah.
So let's say that I'm new, I'm excited, I've heard this interview. What are a couple of tips for me to be good at barter, to be good at trade, and to know what to look for? What's just a couple of really good tips?
Well, you remember barter through a barter exchange is all about the barter exchange. So you want to make sure you're getting good service. You make sure they have things that you need, and making sure the fees are reasonable and in line with what anybody's paying throughout the whole country. So you want to make sure that you're getting the service from the trade exchange. And then you want to think trade and think barter before you think spending cash. There's nothing I hate more than running into one of my clients and he says, "Oh, I just went skiing in Tahoe. I had the greatest time." And I look at him and said, "We have that on trade. Why didn't you use trade dollars instead of cash?" And he's like, "Oh, I didn't know that." I'm like, "Well, I've emailed it out to you a dozen times and, you know, it's in the directory. You just have to remember and think barter and think trade." And so it's kind of a mindset thing. You have to start thinking, how am I going to trade for it? And you always think, my best customers, they think barter first before they spend any cash. And then they're the ones that make the most out of it.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been an Aloha Friday afternoon. Perfect with Joe here talking about barter and trade. How can somebody get a hold of you and find you if they wanted to talk to you about this?
Well, we have a website, pbnhawaii.com, and myprivatecurrency.com. My email is traderjoe@myprivatecurrency.com. traderjoe@myprivatecurrency.com. And I can help most people in Hawaii. And when it's something outside of Hawaii in a certain area, I might recommend one of my equals out there in that area. So I've got trade exchange clients and contacts all over the country, but I probably won't be the service of the client because I help my clients locally. And if you're in Sacramento, it's going to be hard for me to find you a plumber in Sacramento.
Sure.
So I will refer you to somebody over there that can find you a plumber in Sacramento.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
Well, Joe, thanks for being on the How to Sell show. I appreciate your time.
Aloha.
Aloha. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.